Don't Be Alarmed by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts, Jude 17-18. It never fails. I'll be scrolling through my social media feed and come across a shocking statement about Christianity or the Bible, and instantly I'm made aware of the hostility towards the things of God. By now, I ought to expect it, but it never ceases to alarm me. Can you relate? Sadly, followers of Christ will continue to be alarmed at the mockery of God and His Word. However, Jude shared a great reminder for us. He said, "Remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time." Jude's warning, written so long ago, still resonates with us today and reminds us that there is nothing new under the sun. Just as Christians in his day were faced with people who mocked the Lord, we too are seeing daily evidence of those who reject Christianity and everything we hold dear. So what are we to do? In verse 3, Jude gave these instructions. "Dear friends, although I was very eager to write you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people." Contend for the faith. That's our assignment as we try to connect with people and remain steadfast in our faith. The truth is, the gospel of Jesus Christ is under attack, and we must defend it by speaking the truth in love and using discernment as we associate with people on the World Wide Web. If you're alarmed by the voices of hostility on social media, try responding this way. Respond with love for the person and hate for the sin. Respond with truth from the Bible rather than the opinions of man. Respond with the assurance that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Respond with the knowledge that one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Great discernment is needed when it comes to scoffers. There are times when you've said all that can be said and it's time to end the discussion. Especially when there's a continual stream of disrespect, you'll need to stop the cycle of mockery by moving on to more productive conversations. Hateful comments are bound to come, but instead of being alarmed at such things, let's be spurred to contend for the faith. Stand firm on God's word. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. After all, your confidence is in Christ, and He will reveal His truth to all people. We are simply instruments of peace called to remain steadfast and contend for the faith that has been entrusted to us.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.